Class reunions are always enlightening, and one thing is obvious after 20 years. People change. Yeah, you know, I was a pretty big boy in high school. I mean, a lot of pounds on this boy. Not quite as many when I went to that reunion. And you know what? I'm glad they saw the new me, less of me. Now, there are those changes that aren't always positive that you see in people, you know? Like that, you know, that athletic hunk in high school who's, he's kind of gone to seed maybe a little bit. Or the beautiful bombshell, you know, who's changed, shall we say. How about that great head of hair that's now just a great head? But, you know, sometimes it's a pleasant surprise to see how people have changed in positive ways. People do change, and if we're not careful, we'll still be thinking of them as they were and not as they are. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about allowing people to change. Now, our word for today from the Word of God. We're in Acts chapter 9, verses 26 to 28. A man that they almost froze in time. Saul of Tarsus has been, as you may remember, a violent persecutor of Christians. And then dramatically, in a blaze of light, he meets Christ on the road to Damascus. Well, you can imagine how the early Christians must have greeted him when he showed up, because they figured he was the hitman coming for them. Verse 26, when he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. Well, I can understand that. It says, not believing that he really was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the disciples. And he told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord, and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. Okay, it looks like at the early part of this account that the Christians had kind of Saul in a category. Saul is the enemy. Saul hates Christians. But much to their surprise, not anymore. God has changed him. You know, this incident underscores a tendency that we all have. We tend to freeze people in time. You know, we remember how they were, and we assume they're still that way today. We sized up that man or woman some time ago, and we know what they were like, and we won't allow them the privilege of having changed. Oh, yeah, he's lazy. Oh, yeah, she's always irresponsible. Oh, she never keeps her promises. Of course, no, you can't trust him. Oh, he's always deceitful. She uses people. He's got a real problem. See, the human mind puts a person into a category and then closes the door on that category. But see, he's changing, and we can't close the door. Sometimes we won't see the changes, even in our families. We tend to see the weakness in our mate, or in our child, or our parent. But we can't see the changes that they're trying to make. They're growing. Sometimes we even discourage them by expecting and noticing the worst in them all the time, the things they used to do. Well, let's say 9 out of 10 things wrong in a given area. Now they're only doing 5 out of 10 wrong, but we only see the bad 5 because we froze them in time. We underestimate the life-changing power of the grace of Almighty God. He is changing his children. We've got to allow for that. Give them a chance to change. Encourage the change. Notice the change. The early Christians gave Saul a chance, and I'm so glad they did. Let's expect the best of each other. Not because we trust each other. That's not it so much. But because we trust the transforming power of our Father's grace. Stay up to date on what God's doing in the life of that person near you. And don't leave them frozen in time.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.